It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we are going to be talking with a pair of leaders from the Stanislaus National Forest, Jason Kiken, who is the forest supervisor for the Stanislaus National Forest, and also Rebecca Johnson, who is the acting fire chief for the forest. And during this first segment, we're going to dive into a major forest health project that's now in the review stages for the forest. It's called the Social and Ecological Resilience Across the Landscape. So Supervisor Kiken and Acting Fire Chief Johnson, thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you so much for having us. It's just really wonderful to always connect and be able to share our story with the public throughout Tuolumne County, throughout Mariposa, Calaveras, and Alpine, as well as beyond that. Thank you.
And Supervisor Kiken, I'll start first with you. That project, as again as mentioned, it's called the Social and Ecological Resilience Across the Landscape. Can you explain a little bit about what this project all entails?
Absolutely. So this is an exciting project for us. It is the largest analysis that we've done on this forest in quite some time. In total, the project area is 117,000 acres, 92,000 or so of which are National Forest System lands, so Stanislaus National Forest System lands. The remainder are private lands, either Sierra Pacific Industry or owned by individuals of the public. The purpose of the project really, as the name implies, is to work towards resiliency for our society, for our ecological portions of the landscape. On the social piece, that is our communities, not only where we have structures and homes and buildings and businesses, it's also where we have important utility corridors from the water flume that feeds the vast majority of water for domestic use within Tuolumne County, as well as electrical lines and other utility corridors. And so the project is situated on the north side of Highway 108. The western boundary going up to the middle fork of the Stanislaus River, and then going up to nearly Pine Crest. And so there's kind of a triangular area. It's a good sized area, and that area influences the communities of Sonora, Cedar Ridge, Twain Heart, Sugar Pine, Miwok, going up to Cold Springs, going to Pine Crest, as well as Strawberry, and there's other little neighborhoods and communities within there. And so the plan or the design of the project is really to continue the fantastic work that we've been doing on this forest for the last 15 or 20 years and just look at a bigger portion of the landscape. By and large, our NEPA analysis or projects have been in that generally 3,000 to 5,000 acre vicinity. We've had a few projects that go more in the 10,000 to 15,000 acre vicinity, but this project at 117,000 acres is really designed to make sure that we are able to best protect communities because we can then take those mechanical thinning projects followed by prescribed fire, both burning piles as well, broadcast burning, and some what we call shaded fuel breaks, which are generally fire breaks around the landscape that are strategically placed to protect communities. So in combination, what that does is allow us to look in total at the landscape, prioritize where those things are that we care most about, that are most at risk for fire, most at risk for insect and disease outbreaks, as well as most at risk to drought impacts on the landscape, and be able to focus there, make a dramatic change, and so that not only are those communities protected where people live, It just so happens that the same area has some of the highest concentrations of important wildlife species on the landscape, including California spotted owl, including some of our, well, it also has goshawk, great gray owl, and other wildlife species. And so by looking really at the combination of where people live and where wildlife lives, we can best ensure that we can have those habitats, human and wildlife, be able to continue into the future. And so some of the key other components that I want to highlight here are that we're using the very recent research, some of which, or much of which, is coming from the Stanislaus-Palmy Experimental Forest that's located southwest of Pinecrest. And so they've been doing studies for years on the impacts of management over the last 100 years, including fire suppression, and how that impacts the health of the forest and therefore the health of habitat for California spotted owls and other wildlife. And what's really interesting, at least to me and hopefully to you all, is that by and large, the same forest conditions that are resilient against fire, insects, disease, and drought are also the same conditions that are beneficial to wildlife species and provide the best nesting, foraging, roosting habitat for owls and other species. It's also the same that reduces, again, the risk to fire that could impact their communities. And so if we can have a healthy forest or a healthy landscape, we're less at risk to catastrophic wildland fire that impacts all of those things that we care about together. And so we are taking steps not only to take that most recent research, but to do so in a manner that that engages our local public. And so this is where I'm going to pivot a little bit to talk about the Yosemite Stanislaus Solutions Collaborative Group that's made up of 30 or so organizations that are local, state, and other federal agencies, non-governmental organizations, industry groups, as well as interested members of the public, that are all trying to aim to that same common goal where we have a healthy, resilient landscape. And so this project is being done directly in collaboration with Yosemite Stanislaus Solutions Collaborative, as well as other members of the public as well. And this is really the opportunity for all public, not only from our local communities, but from nationally, to be able to engage in how should this project look and what are the things that we care about so that we can modify the analysis or the proposed action so that it meets our common goals. And yet that is what we're trying to, and so that's what we're trying to do, and it's best done in coordination and collaboration with others.
You mentioned, too, 117,000 acres, this project, and I remember covering some of the smaller ones. It would be that you mentioned a few thousand acres or 10 to 15,000 acres. I have to imagine it was a pretty big challenge to get a project of this magnitude moving forward. Is it kind of a rarity?
It is kind of a rarity, though. We're building on some other successes nationally and even regionally. So if you go up to the Tahoe National Forest, the Tahoe Central Sierra Initiative is doing a similarly sized project. It's actually a little bit bigger. And similar to them, what we're doing is we're using some new analytical tools, as well as, how to describe it. It's information. It's LIDAR. It's light detection and refraction, I think, is what it is. And somebody can make sure I got the acronym right there, but LIDAR really, it gives us a complete picture nearly of the entire landscape. Not only does it show us where that bare earth is, so where roads are, where ridges are, where kind of where that whole bottom ground layer is. It can also show us where trees are, where how high the canopy is, how dense the canopy is, and so what openings are there within the forest. And from that, we can take information to be able to essentially recreate the forest on a computer that helps us not only design and ensure that the implementation work that we would plan on, again, that forest thinning through mechanical means, the mastication, and then burning piles and broadcast burning help us meet the best design for wildlife habitat and reducing risk. So too, can it help us kind of step back and look at the landscape as a whole and really identify where those highest priorities on the landscape. So some of these new analytical tools are extraordinarily powerful in order to take the information that we've been using on a smaller scale and help us look and think at a much larger scale, and therefore better protect and enhance the landscape, if that makes sense.
We need to take a quick break. We've been talking with Jason Kiken during this first segment. He's a supervisor with the Stanislaus National Forest. We'll also be talking a little bit later with Rebecca Johnson, the acting fire chief for the Stanislaus National Forest, getting up to speed on projects as well as some concerning months ahead related to fire season. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.